From the Director, Department of Transportation, and the Airport Director submitting an informational report regarding the noise management program at General Mitchell International Airport. Informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Mr. Bailey.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, we want to give you an update on the noise residential sound station program around the airport. It's been underway for a while now, and I'd like to introduce to you Randy DeVoto, who's the president of CSD Architects, and Tim Anderson, who is the program manager here in Milwaukee, Tim, for the program, and they can give you a brief summary.
Thank you. Good morning, Mr. Chairman, and good morning, Supervisors. My name is Randy DeVoto, president of CSDA Architects, and our firm was selected to provide program management services for the implementation of land use management recommendations made in the FAA-approved Part 150 noise compatibility study update. And these recommendations included sound insulation of homes in the 65 DNL contour and voluntary acquisition of navigation easements. In order to successfully complete this work, we assembled a team of 10 sub-consultants. Seven of those are local, and two of those local consultants are disadvantaged business enterprises. Our startup phase is complete, and it included staffing and furnishing a project office with a public display of materials, development of a parcel-based database, a document management system for audible tracking. We met with the four cities affected by this so that we could get building permit information. St. Francis, Cudahy, thank you very much. St. Francis, Cudahy, Oak Creek, and the City of Milwaukee. We developed our collateral materials, booklets, templates, etc. We had an outreach and training program for contractors. We participated in the Milwaukee County DBE Expo in 2010 and 2011. Our current activities include reaching out to homeowners and forming project groups. This commences a 10-month period from design and outreach through construction. As of February 12, just a couple statistics, we've assembled 9 such project groups. We plan to start a new group every 6 weeks. We plan to complete construction of 18 to 20 homes every 6 weeks. We're using the previous successful single parcel bid method. If you have your report, a couple more quick statistics. On page 4, you'll see that we've extended offers to 214 homeowners. 148 have accepted the sound insulation program. 13 have chosen the navigation easements, and 53 have either deferred, declined, or not responded. On page 5 of your report, you'll see there are 148 homes currently in various phases of design. You will also see that there are 73 homes in the construction process. 26 have been completed. To date, 10 prime contractors have been qualified to bid on the residential sound insulation projects. 7 of these 10 are DBE certified. And we also have 54 subcontractors representing various subtrades like mechanical, plumbing, electrical, carpentry. And of those 54 subcontractors, 21 are DBE certified companies. So the DBE participation goal for this project is 25%. And as you can see through the first 5 phases of our project, we've achieved the DBE goal of 61%. And if you have any questions regarding the program, we'll be happy to answer them.
Any comments or questions throughout the BJ?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This program has been known for a while to really seek out local and DBE businesses. So of the numbers that you gave, 2 questions I have specifically because I couldn't tell just from looking at it. Are these the same businesses that have been been providing this service as before, or are we actually helping new businesses and cultivating new businesses?
Well, it's my combination. May I?
No, go ahead.
Thank you. It's a combination. We have on our design team, we have one sub-consulting firm that worked on the previous program, and we have one that had not worked on the previous program, and the owner of that firm is here today. And in terms of the general contractors, we have several that have not worked on previous programs.
And then, Mr. Chairman, of all those general contractors, and I'm pretty sure this is a requirement of both federal and local DBE, but I want to just be certain for the record, All those general contractors, businesses are within Milwaukee County.
I believe so.
Okay.
I cannot say.
Sometimes we hear this committee, you know, oh, it's a DBE, but
yes.
Then we find out that it's a DBE from Illinois.
No, they are mm-hmm. local disadvantaged business enterprises.
From Milwaukee County.
I believe so.
Okay. Do you have a further breakdown by chance? And again, I don't know that your data went this far on, because you have such large numbers of DBE, and it's something to really hang our hat on. Do you have a percentage, perhaps, of how many of those are Latino DBE?
I do not have that information with me.
Mm-hmm.
We have it broken down in great detail.
If you could email it to me, I'd appreciate it.
I will.
Ms. Well.
Just for the record, I'd like to say, in regards to federal funding, we, Milwaukee County, have a local preference, but for federal dollars, you cannot exclude anyone because of where they're located. And most of them are from Milwaukee County.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them may be outside of Milwaukee County.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. That's why I asked that, because I knew we have it, but federal guidelines are different. So, thank you.
Just break it down to everybody. Send it to the whole committee.
Okay.
Just break it down by gender, race, and so people understand what type of DBEs you have. Supervisor Washon.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For one of the selling points, I guess, or a secondary piece of it, with the, say, insulation or new windows and stuff, do we ever keep track of the energy savings that a homeowner might receive because of the soundproofing and other improvements in this as sort of a secondary selling point to encourage them to engage in the program?
Tim?
May I, Mr. Chairman?
Go ahead.
My name is Tim Anderson. I work with CSDA Architects. I'm the program manager for the NMP. And while it is a secondary advantage of the program that we do achieve higher efficiencies, we have not tracked that to date.
Because, Mr. Chairman, I do think the noise abatement part, is very important for the people who live around the area. But if we could possibly keep track of that, because I think as we look throughout all of Milwaukee County, even though it's the noise is not an issue, we may look at this program as a template for other programs and how they should be conducted to do things to make sure that on the energy efficiency side to help lower income and just middle income people address some of their energy needs, as we've all noticed things are starting to skyrocket, and it's for reasons outside the control of any individual. So it would be nice if you would be able to develop something that may track that kind of secondary selling point.
Okay.
Thank you.
We have done that on other programs in other cities, and we could easily do it for this program if it were desired.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other comments or questions? Mr. Haas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Wondering if it would be possible to get a breakdown of where these houses and properties are per our districts, which is the counties. I'd like to know. Now, who's being affected? Where are they? I mean, I do have the maps of the noise abatement zone, but I'm just curious to see if there's people we can reach out to directly, that I can reach out to, my colleagues can reach out to see, make sure it's going well for them.
Okay.
Thanks, sir.
We can get that. Any other comments or questions? If not, Madam Clerk, thank you for coming. Item number 8, 10. 7, 10.